This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 69 degrees this morning. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with more of the same, really. 20% chance of showers and the low in the low 60s. And tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 58 degrees. Getting a little cooler progressively every night. And then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. So some pretty good weather is actually ahead of us here for the next few days. For the fifth straight year, Orange County Commissioners approved a budget that does not include a countywide property tax rate increase. The $187 million spending plan adopted last night increases school funding by $102 per student and raises the Chapel Hill Carrboro Special District tax by 2 cents to help open up the new Northside Elementary School. With $91 million going to Orange County's two separate school districts, Orange County Manager Frank Clifton says it's clear where the board's priorities lie.
Nobody can question that our number one priority is education. And by far, if you compare Orange County to any other county in this state, as a percentage or appropriation measure, you won't find anybody that comes close.
Clifton also commended the commissioners for their commitment to improving the county's emergency response times by allocating funding for new EMS equipment and personnel.
This board has stepped up in a matter of public safety like no other board in the county's past history. And I think the good news is the people of Orange County will see a much better response from the county going forward.
The board also approved a 5-year capital investment plan that includes money for a science wing at Colbreth Middle School, an auxiliary gym at Cedar Ridge High School, and renovations to the Whitted Building to create a meeting space for local governments. With the final budget formally adopted, the Board of Commissioners will go on hiatus for the summer and resume regular meetings in September. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen discussed ways last night the town could benefit from some of the county's capital improvement dollars in an effort to enhance bicycle and pedestrian access in Carrboro. The funding stems mostly from the half-cent transit tax approved last fall by the citizens of Orange County. Although light rail was the main project outlined by the tax, funding will also be used to improve bus service and sidewalk infrastructure in the town. To determine how the money will be spent, the Orange County Board of County Commissioners will also approve the Orange County Bus and Rail Investment Plan, BRI plan, otherwise known as, last fall. The BRI plan proposes a $6.7 million to be spent over the next 3 fiscal years on projects such as sidewalks and bus stop enhancements, 10% of which would come from tax revenues, 10% from the state, and 80% from the federal government. Other proposals included in the plan are Triangle Transit Service to downtown Carrboro, expanding Chapel Hill Transit Service to Sundays, and for longer on the remaining days. The Chapel Hill Transit route expansion is expected to be enacted as early as this fall. Carrboro Transportation Director Jeff Brubaker says the rationale behind improving sidewalks and bus stops is that they will help assist access to transit. Town staff specifically outlined 3 places in town where sidewalks were most in need of improvement: South Greensboro Street, West Main Street between Poplar Avenue and Fidelity Street, and Estes Drive. Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton reiterated that Estes Drive, in particular, is a corridor that needs improvements sooner rather than later. The town recently completed the Wilson Park Trail to improve bike and pedestrian movement of the area, but that does not effectively serve residents south of the Greensboro Street-Estes Drive intersection. Because of the high density of pedestrians and downtown bus routes and pedestrian traffic, many of the proposals are in close proximity to downtown. Alderman Jacqueline Gist says she would like to see funds for areas in Carrboro besides downtown. The board unanimously approved the plan with an added amendment to the resolution calling for the board to discuss the issue further at a later date, especially potentially alternative paths on Estes Drive that have been studied previously by town staff. The Durham-Chapel Hill Carrboro MPO is also expected to have a call for projects this fall. The UNC Board of Governors is setting the standard against gender-neutral housing on campus. Senate Bill 658, which will be voted upon in August, would strike down the policy approved by the UNC Board of Trustees late last year. The proposed policy of gender-neutral housing would allow students of the opposite gender to live in the same dorm room, suite, or campus apartment. Senate Bill 658 would not allow students of the opposite sex to live together unless they're siblings, parent and child, or legally married. P. Peter Hans, president of the UNC Board of Governors, speaks out against gender-neutral housing.
This was an unnecessary and unhelpful distraction for the university at the legislature, and we felt it was important to maintain our autonomy over our housing policy.
Hans says that while the idea of gender-neutral housing is well-intentioned, he believes there are more practical accommodations to make students who might choose this option feel safe and comfortable. He also said few students actually showed interest in the policy.
I think while this has attracted significant interest, there was a relatively small number of students who actually wanted to participate. I think it was four or five.
Christy Lambden, student body president at UNC Chapel Hill, has different feelings about the UNC Board of Governors' decision.
Yes, the gender non-specific housing is a safety option that we at the University of North Carolina and the Board of Trustees unanimously approved for the campus to try and protect student safety, with the understanding that in order to be academically successful at the university, students have to be in a safe environment.
Proponents of the policy assert that gender-neutral housing would help improve safety for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender students who are sometimes bullied and harassed by their heterosexual peers. According to a report in the Herald Sun, director of UNC's LGBTQ Center, Terry Phoenix, said a 2011 report examining campus climate and the prevalence of harassment due to sexual orientation found that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students were 19 times more likely to report having experienced verbal harassment or fear for their physical safety than heterosexual students. When asked about additional steps being taken at the university to accommodate students in need, if Senate Bill 658 does pass, Lambden says,
"Well, I think those conversations are being started at the moment, and I think we have to sit down and look at how we can continue to protect these students and make sure that they are in a safe environment. And I think that's a discussion that will start this coming week with administrators and students before we move on to the next step."
Today is a special day on the UNC campus. The university will hold an emergency response drill today at Davis Library. It started just a few minutes ago at 7 o'clock and will last until 2 in the afternoon. During that time, during those several hours, the 7th and 8th floors of Davis Library will be closed, and those on campus are encouraged to go to other campus libraries. The area surrounding Davis Library will be closed during this time, as is Southern Raleigh Street. Vehicles will be detoured down Country Club Road. Raleigh Street will be accessible as far south as the western entrance to the Cobb Deck. Police will have barricades and signs up to show that the drill is in progress. During the drill today, actors will simulate an armed hostage situation. The purpose of the drill is to practice dealing with an emergency situation in a crowded public area, such as Davis Library. You can find out more information by viewing the story website, chapelbro.com. But again, that drill is going on right now. It started at 7 o'clock this morning and will last until 2 in the afternoon. The 2014 midterm elections may be more than a year away, but public policy polling has already asked North Carolinians who they would prefer as their senator. Matching Senator Kay Hagan up against all the potential Republican Senate candidates, PPP found that voters favored Senator Hagan in each contest, including a race between Senator Hagan and Speaker Tom Tillis, who has announced that he will run for Senate, 45% to 40%. But when Republican voters in the state were asked what state GOP member they most favor, U.S. Representative Virginia Fox rose to the top with a 36% favorability rating as opposed to Speaker Tillis's 20% favorability. Representative Fox has not announced if she's running for Senate, but Tom Jensen, PPP director, pointed to the large number of potential Republican Senate candidates as a sign of how complex the 2014 race might be.
I think the fact that there are so many people who are interested in running really speaks to how wide open it is. There's not some Republican candidate who, if they ran, would just be able to completely clear the field.
All of the potential Republican challengers the PPP asked about had large majorities of respondents saying they weren't sure if they had a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the candidate. Jensen said this will be part of what any eventual candidate puts into his or her campaign strategy.
It's probably going to be a little while before any of these folks become particularly well-known, simply because they just haven't before run statewide.
While the polls show Senator Hagan beating her potential opponents in polls put out by PPP, Jensen pointed out that Democratic voter turnout is always lower in midterm elections in North Carolina.
If the energy from the Moral Monday protests that Democrats have can even just neutralize that turnout advantage that Republicans usually have in midterm elections, that'll really help Kay Hagan's prospects.
PPP's poll also found Senator Hagan with a 41% approval rating. 42% of respondents said they disapprove of Senator Hagan. 717, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL. Time out for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget to end the week. It is Fridays on the Front Porch at the Carolina Inn. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. We do want to reemphasize the fact that there is that drill going on at the Davis Library today. So if you happen to travel through that area or in the immediate area of that Davis Library, you might want to avoid the area today because they are shutting it down as if something is happening in that location today. So a drill at Davis Library, avoid that area. Through 2 o'clock today as that drill is underway, a very important drill here over the summer to allow safety officials to prepare in case anything were to happen at any of the campus facilities. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly out on the roadways right now. A good way to start off hump day here this week. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by Grenville Jewelers. If you're looking for an engagement ring, you need to go consult with Berkeley Grenville at Grenville's. He is there for you always. Grenville's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s, not a bad day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, and the low in the low 60s. And tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny day with a high in the low 80s. So, pretty good weather here for the next several days.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
News around town this morning. Tomorrow, the Carolina Kids Classic celebrates its 25th anniversary of the Carolina Kids Classic Golf Tournament. Since its inception back in 1988, the Carolina Kids Classic has raised more than $3 million to benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill and the North Carolina Children's Hospital. Proceeds from the golf tournament go towards helping these programs. The golf tournament takes place at Finley Golf Course with top-name participants including UNC basketball coach Roy Williams, UNC football coach Larry Fedora, former UNC basketball star Phil Ford, co-founder of the Carolina Kids Classic, Woody Durham, and a 14-year-old patient from the North Carolina Children's Hospital as well. If you'd like more information on the tournament, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelbro.com. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. An account from superfan Tom Jansen coming up in just a moment. But first of all, let's wrap up what happened yesterday for Carolina's baseball team. Brian Holbertson's two-run home run and Trent Thornton's seven-inning pitching performance on Tuesday helped USC defeat number 4 LSU 4-2 and survive elimination of the College World Series in Omaha. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
And Holbertson slaps it hard into right center field. That ball is drifting. That ball is carrying. And that ball, it's gone.
That's the call of Brian Holbertson giving Carolina a 2-1 lead in the first inning, sending a home run over the right center field wall to score Colin Moran from first base. On the mound, head coach Mike Fox made a key coaching move going with Thornton, a freshman from Charlotte, as a starter in what could have been Carolina's final game of the season. Here's Coach Fox.
We had the utmost confidence in Trent today, and I think all of his teammates did as well. He's pitched like that for us all year long, so we're sort of used to that.
Thornton, who started earlier in the year, was used primarily as a reliever in the second half of the season. Thornton's 12 wins in the 2013 season are the most for a Carolina freshman in school history. Here's Thornton.
It's always good to get a lead early in the game, and when you get a lead early, you just need to focus and know that just don't give up any runs and you'll win the game.
UNC also scored in the third inning after Landon Lassiter opened with a double and was brought home by a Colin Moran single.
Pulled down the first baseline, hits the base, catch was diving for it, and then gets by the glove of Jones, and Lassiter, he's waved around third base, he's going to score!
UNC would score again in the top of the seventh on a Sky Bolt RBI two-out single to left field, scoring Moran from second base.
Sky reaches out, pokes it into left field. Moran is trucking around third base, and Colin will slide in safely to home plate 4-1 Carolina.
LSU scored one in the fifth and one in the seventh inning, but failed repeatedly to take advantage with runners in scoring position and stranded 13 runners in total in the game. In the bottom of the eighth, after Thornton walked the leadoff batter, UNC made a pitching change and brought in reliever Chris McHugh. The right-hander then allowed a single and hit a batter, but with the bases loaded, forced a fly out to end the inning. After a quick at-bat for UNC in the top of the ninth, the Tigers had a last chance to stay alive in the College World Series with the heart of their batting order up. McHugh sealed the victory with two flyouts and a final strikeout.
McHugh has the sign from Holberton. The pitch, strike three, and the Tar Heels will be sticking around Omaha.
Carolina next plays Thursday at 8 p.m., and you can hear that game on 97.9 or streaming live on chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now, North Carolina State lost to UCLA last night 2-1, setting up a rematch against Carolina tomorrow night. It'll be the fifth time the programs have met this year, with a series tied at two games apiece, and, of course, a lot more on the line this time at the College World Series. North Carolina versus North Carolina State tomorrow night. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com. Carolina superfan Tom Jensen followed the Diamond Heels to Omaha and has been reporting on the games for WCHL. He's on his way back to the Tar Heel State now, but says he'll be back in Omaha for the National Championship Series just before jumping on the plane this morning. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Jensen about yesterday's elimination game.
Tom, freshman Trenton Thornton set the tone for Carolina and showed all that the pitching staff still is one of the best in the land. When Trent showed all watching that he was in control, could you feel a better sense of relief in the stands that Carolina really wasn't in trouble yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Trent was just really solid right from the get-go, and this is the second time in a row this has happened, where we started a freshman in Omaha with our backs against the wall. In 2011, Kent Emanuel threw a complete game shutout, and Trent came pretty close to it yesterday. It's a real testament to how tough these kids are as freshmen to be able to go out and deliver that kind of performance.
North Carolina and NC State meet up again, and we almost assumed they would, just maybe not so soon. What can you expect out of the Tar Heels in what will be the season series decider, with the teams tied with two wins apiece?
Well, I think after what happened on Sunday, the team's going to go out really hungry. Most likely, obviously, not going to have to be facing Carlos Rodon. It's a pretty clear divide for the games against NC State this year, that when we haven't been facing Carlos Rodon, we've done pretty well. When we have been facing Carlos Rodon, we've had some trouble. So I like our chances against a pitcher who's maybe not at that level.
We're speaking with Tom Jensen, who is in Omaha following the Diamond Heels. And Tom, what was the energy like for Carolina fans in Omaha before yesterday's elimination game?
Well, what was really nice after losing to State on Sunday was that there was still an incredibly positive vibe surrounding the team. Nobody felt like, the end was about to come. There was a real sense of confidence that if anybody can go through the loser's bracket, we can. And I think after the win yesterday, that sense is just confirmed even more. I have to fly back to Raleigh today, but when I was saying goodbye to people last night, it was not, I'll see you next season. It was, I'll see you next Monday for the finals. It's just really a sense of optimism that this team can pull this off.
And we spoke about Trent Thornton. He was taken out in the eighth and was clearly frustrated. He looked as though he wanted to at least get the ninth or even finish the game maybe, though we knew that wasn't going to happen with two runs already on the board. A freshman and a regular closer starting for Carolina, he really doesn't have anything for which to hang his head, does he?
No, Trent just did an amazing job, and obviously that's the most pitches he's thrown in his career to date. And we were lucky to have a great arm in Chris McHugh there to pick him up and finish that one out. It's going to be really interesting to see the next 3 days what kind of starts we get out of folks like Benton Moss and Hobbs Johnson. With Trent Thornton unavailable, those folks are really going to have to go deep into games, 6-7 innings. But I feel pretty good about those guys rising to the occasion.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Safe travels, and we look forward to talking to you surrounding the finals of the College World Series.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rand.
Once again, that is Tom Jensen reporting for WCHL from Omaha, generally regarded as UNC's superfan, leading cheers in the stands and everything else. Tom Jensen following Carolina baseball. And we'll continue to follow Carolina baseball. Tar Heels will play again tomorrow night, once again against North Carolina State. Another rematch coming up. We'll have it for you on WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelbrook.com. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels are still alive, and the Wolfpack just might be sweating bullets. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. With the help of a stout pitching performance from freshman Trent Thornton, Carolina's bats came alive enough to survive the loser's bracket game and move on to play Thursday. And pending the outcome of Tuesday night's result between NC State and UCLA, the Tar Heels could be facing the Wolfpack again that soon. And guess who will have the pressure in such a game? UNC still may have to win again for a rematch with State in the College World Series, but the Tuesday night win was huge for a number of reasons. The Heels dispatched fourth-ranked LSU, in every way they're equal on the diamond, and avoided the embarrassment of being one of the two and out-of-here teams in Omaha. From the very first inning, when Brian Holberton hammered the longest home run of the 2013 series to give Carolina a 2-0 lead, we saw much more of the team that had been ranked number one in the nation than the ball club that recently looked tired and spent at both the plate and in the field. Thornton, the high-kicking righty from Charlotte, kept LSU scoreless until the Heels had a 3-0 lead, and enough relief pitching and solid defense resulted in their 58th win, and most importantly, to stay around town to play at least one more time. Whether that's against State depends on what happened late last night, but for sure the Carolina victory added much more pressure to the Wolfpack's task against the Bruins. State took the field knowing a loss meant having to come right back against its arch rival in only 2 days, and with a decision to make in what would be an elimination game for both teams. That decision would be whether to pitch ace Carlos Rodon on only 3 days' rest, which will almost surely be the case with the season on the line for both teams. But Tuesday belonged to the timely hitting of Holberton, Colin Moran and company, and the 12th win of the season for Thornton, who had not started a game since March, but had become the long reliever for Coach Mike Fox. Staked to that two-run lead, Thornton just about matched his 1-plus ERA by holding the Tigers of the SEC to 9 hits and halted several game-changing rallies. Now the Tar Heels can breathe for 2 more days, as the pressure on the big stage also means high drama on the local level. This is Archansky. See ya.
And a reminder, since Archansky filed that report last night, it has been determined North Carolina State lost last night to UCLA. That means that Carolina and North Carolina State will indeed face each other. It will be a Thursday night game, and a lot on the line. We'll have it for you right here. 729 at WCHL, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up, another quick look at your weather forecast and also more local news on the way.
Now at AT&T, for a limited time, you can come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying 2-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99. It's true. You can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer, select locations, in-store only, subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with 2-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in. 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit att.com/trade-and-save or store for offer details.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's half off, $60 towards all service and repairs, available now for $30. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center with today's deal. You can use your voucher towards regularly scheduled vehicle maintenance, oil change, state inspection, tires, repairs, and other services. And this voucher can be used at their four locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's the bottom of the hour in WCHL Town for your Chapel Hill, Carrboro weather, presented by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. It's going to be partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. High today in the low 80s. Not a lot of change from our current temperature, 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and a little cooler. Low tonight, about 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. So, really, some pretty good weather on the way.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
Guten Tag. It is wonderful to be back in Berlin.
President Obama is holding a news conference there. Asked about the tracking of phone calls and emails by the National Security Agency.
What I have been able to do is examine and scrub how our intelligence services are operating. And I'm confident that at this point, we have struck the appropriate balance.
Mr. Obama was asked about closing the facility where detainees are held in Cuba.
It continues to be my policy that I want to close Guantanamo. It has been more difficult than I had hoped, in part because there's been significant resistance from Congress on this.
On Syria, the president says reports that the U.S. will go all in over there are exaggerated. Later today, the president will speak at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate. He wants the U.S. and Russia to reduce nuclear stockpiles by one-third. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:34, 26 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for a high today of about 82 or 83, and a lot of sunshine, by the way. Slight chance of rain late in the afternoon, pretty much as per usual this time of the year. For the fifth year in a row, Orange County commissioners have approved a budget that does not include a countywide property tax rate increase. The $187 million spending plan adopted last night increases school funding by $102 per pupil, and it raises the Chapel Hill Carrboro special district tax by 2 cents to help open up the new Northside Elementary. With $91 million going to the county's two school districts, Orange County Manager Frank Clifton says it's very clear where the board's priorities lie.
Nobody can question that our number one priority is education, and by far, if you compare Orange County to any other county in this state as a percentage or appropriation measure, you won't find anybody that comes close.
Clifton also commended the Orange County commissioners for their commitment to improving the county's emergency response times by allocating funding for new EMS equipment and personnel.
This board has stepped up in a matter of public safety like no other board in the county's past history. And I think the good news is the people of Orange County will see a much better response from the county going forward.
The board also approved a five-year capital investment plan that includes money for a science wing at Colbert Middle School, an auxiliary gym at Cedar Ridge High School, and renovations to the Whitted Building in Hillsborough to create a meeting space for local governments. With the final budget formally adopted, the Board of Commissioners will go on hiatus now for the summertime and resume their regular meetings in September. UNC will hold an emergency response drill today at Davis Library. It is underway right now. It started at 7 o'clock this morning and will last until 2 in the afternoon. For those 7 hours, the 7th and 8th floors of Davis Library will be closed, and those on campus are encouraged to go to other campus libraries. The area surrounding Davis will be closed during this time, as is Southern Raleigh Street. Vehicles will be detoured down Country Club Road. Raleigh Street will be accessible as far south as the western entrance to the Cobb Deck. Police will have barricades and signs up to show that the drill is in progress. During this drill today, actors are simulating an armed hostage situation. The purpose of the drill is to practice dealing with an emergency situation in a crowded public area like Davis Library. You can find out more information by viewing this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Again, that is underway right now, so you might want to avoid that area altogether if you can. Carolina Pride Sportswear, a staple store on Franklin Street downtown for more than 20 years, closed its doors last night. The store hosted a going-out-of-business sale to clear the remaining merchandise. Carolina Pride is not the only business to close, however. Pepper's Pizza, after decades on Franklin Street, closed back in March. Kildare's Irish Pub also shut down unexpectedly just before St. Patrick's Day. Jake's Pizzeria and Jack Spratt Cafe closed recently as well. Businesses have also opened on Franklin Street this year. Mellow Mushroom opened in March in the old Ham's Restaurant location. Fitzgerald Irish Pub opened in May in the same location where Kildare's had been before. And Lime Fresh Mexican Grill, a part of the mixed-use development, 140 West, opened in the spring. The North Carolina Senate has delayed a final vote on a tax overhaul plan to discuss changes with House members and the governor, Pat McCrory. Senate Leader Phil Berger of Eden said yesterday a scheduled final vote was being put off for talks with the governor in the House, which already passed its own proposal. The Senate's plan tentatively passed last week. Berger said the proposal will be scheduled for action sometime today. The Senate plan cuts taxes by billions through a gradual repeal of corporate taxes and lower income tax rates. Proponents say it will boost the economy. Critics have said it's not true tax reform because it doesn't make major changes to the sales tax code. Others say it will severely hurt state and local public services. Some North Carolina House members have decided to move Senate legislation ahead that would allow speed limits on some state highways to race up to 75 miles per hour. A House committee voted yesterday for the bill allowing the Department of Transportation to set speed limits higher than the current 70-mile-per-hour cap for some interstates and other highways, if traffic and engineering allows it. The bill doesn't identify which roads could change, but committee members discussed rural stretches of Interstate 40 in eastern North Carolina as a possibility. The bill already has passed the Senate, and its next stop is the House floor. The measure passed the committee despite some members saying that they are worried higher speed limits would mean more highway accidents. In news around town this morning, the UNC Board of Trustees appointed new members to serve on the UNC Board of Visitors, an active volunteer group at the university. The new members come from alumni and friends who will participate in a 175-member board that actively assists the chancellor and the UNC Board of Trustees with activities ranging from marketing and recruiting to fundraising. Members of the Board of Visitors also serve as ambassadors between the school and their communities, informing both about what's going on. The members serve 4-year terms, and every year, as members rotate off, new ones are elected. This year, Patty Hill and William Moore of Chapel Hill have been selected to serve on the Board of Visitors from the Orange County area. Beginning July 1st, the members will take their spots on the board chaired by Dr. Michael Zollicoffer of Baltimore. If you'd like more information and a full list of the new members on the Board of Visitors, you can view this News Around Town story on our website, chapelboro.com. Coming up, Walter Holt has today's commentary. And we'll talk about what's happening at our website coming up in just a few minutes. A lot going on this morning at WCHL. Thanks for waking up with us.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream Service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning.
7 a.m.
Guaranteed, or it's free. Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m. Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point.
Dream
South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
In the nation, they go by guardian, lifesaver, and friend. At Nationwide Insurance, we just call them agents. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation that cares.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 7:42, 18 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walter Holt, and I have a simple question for the ownership and management of WCHL. Why did you abandon the WCHL 1360 AM brand when you launched WCHL 97.9 FM and chapelboro.com? I'm a Chapel Hill Carboro resident and an advertiser on WCHL and chapelboro.com, spending good money to support local business, the radio station, and its website. It's my choice to spend that money because, as Granddaddy always said, do the right thing and do things right. On Thursday, June 13th, a dangerous and fast-moving storm blew across our Orange County, tragically killing a UNC student when a tree fell across East Franklin Street. She was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. Despite Aaron Keck's constant warnings to stay off the roads, take cover, and telling rush hour commuters where the traffic was congested, I was a quarter block away and saw the tail end of EMS and Chapel Hill PD clearing the scene. I was out in the storm, checking to make sure my client's buildings were okay, when suddenly 97.9 FM went dead and silent, and static filled my car's radio dial. I immediately switched to 1360 AM and was relieved to hear that the up-to-the-minute weather, emergency warnings, and breaking news were still being broadcast. The transmitter's backup generator didn't kick in, and to make matters worse, a tree fell across the access road, further delaying restoration of the FM signal. The public's interest and safety could have been compromised when the solely promoted 97.9 FM signal quit, and listeners may not have known or may have forgotten about that 1360 AM is in simulcast. As the community's trusted source for news, sports, and community events, WCHL should be co-branded as 1360 AM and 97.9 FM. To not promote the simulcast on two frequencies is bad judgment and the failure to apply simple logic. When 25% of the UNC population is new to our community every year, does it make sense to co-brand both frequencies at the same time? As an advertiser, I'm getting two radio stations for the price of one, with a terrific website thrown in just for good measure. As an English major at UNC, even I can do the math. Was the decision not to co-brand something the bean counters in the back office value engineered to save money on the extra line of print for new coffee mugs or the WCHL van? Was it an internal struggle between staff and management? Regardless, it's fair to voice an opinion about the co-branding decision without offering a solution. So I've come up with a free slogan to co-brand WCHL, which I'll save for another day. For me, it's WCHL 1360 AM and WCHL 97.9 FM as a co-brand. After all, WCHL stands for Where Chapel Hill Listens. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill's most anticipated summer concert series continues tomorrow at University Mall. It's the third annual Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series presented by UNC Healthcare, this week featuring the Catalinas. Showtime is 6:30 p.m., so come on out to the Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series at University Mall, sponsored in part by Duke Energy and Performance Subaru. And this week, stop by Jewel Recycle to enter to win a $250 gift certificate. No purchase necessary. Listen for the winner during the Catalinas.
I will see you there.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. They're serving fresh brewed coffee, fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Ram Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. A couple slowdowns to let you know about on I-40 eastbound. Very intermittent. Just past 751, that exit on I-40 eastbound. Seeing a little bit of a delay. No accident to report there. Then again, just before Apex Highway, that's NC-55. Seeing a little bit of a delay there as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. I-40 elsewhere, NC-54, 15501, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents, no additional delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right, thanks so much. We'll talk to you in just a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides as well. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance for showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s, not a bad day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and the lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. It is now, as I said, 71 degrees and actually a pretty good start for the day. Let's check in with Dr. Wayne Pond, who joins us now to increase our vocabulary, as he always does. I certainly appreciate that, Wayne. You've taken good care of that over the years, and I learn a new word every morning, pretty much. How you doing?
You lying through your teeth again there, boy.
Well.
Are you lying through your teeth?
I just do it. I just do it. It's my job to be positive.
Oh, hey.
And yours too.
Careful, we're coming close to truth with a capital T. Oh, hey, Ron, I love it when you read the weather forecast, you put a little drama into it.
You give us
a little pause before the highs and the lows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Well, okay.
You can see just how my level of excitement quotient has dropped lately, right?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't take much to get you excited. That's all I got to say. Well,
what kind of word you got?
Just for that,
I'm going to make you work this morning. The word of the day, according to the wordsmith, this is a word that came into the English language at the beginning of the 17th century, thanks to William Shakespeare, no less.
Right.
In Macbeth. The word of the day is compunctious. Compunctious. C as in cat. C-O-M. M as in mother. P-U-N-C. P-I-O-U-S. C-O-M-P-U-N-C. Hey, right there in the middle of the word is our beloved university.
That's a Carolina word.
Yeah, T-I-O-U-S. Compunctious. And depending upon your point of view, this may or may not have something to do with the university. It's all about remorse, regret, and remorse. And as I say, the interesting little footnote here is that the wordsmith says that compunctious is a word created by Shakespeare and used in Macbeth, which if the dates are right here, was first on the stage in the year 1605. Ron,
isn't that the year you graduated from high school, Wayne?
I knew it. It just that rapier wit. He just got to slip the dagger in. Speaking of Macbeth,
so, that's too easy.
All right, compunctious. There is your word of the day. Ron, I want you to behave yourself, okay?
I'm going to do my best. You know, sometimes I don't succeed, but I try again.
What do you want to call the radio station? How many trademarks or logos or cliches do you want to attach to it?
I'm not getting into that this morning. I don't have time.
Oh, you coward. All right, talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, that's Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Coming up in the next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you get all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:52, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock.
97.9 FM, WCHL, the Ron Stutz. Time now for the clean joke of the day. I see there by the old clock on the wall, it's time for Lauren Stafford to walk in. And there she is.
Bam! Here I am.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. I set my stopwatch just so I can make sure to enter on cue for you.
Good, good. Well, what kind of joke you got today?
I have a good joke.
Funny one, presumably?
I do have a funny one.
Good.
This could be under the category of kids say the darndest things or, you know, kids are smarter than you think. Kind of like that show, Do You Think You're Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I love it.
Jeff Foxworthy?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes
show.
The answer is no, I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. More often than not. Sometimes I don't like watching a show. It just kind of makes me feel stupid.
Those
are
pretty smart fifth graders.
Yeah, those are some smart fifth graders. All right. So this one, yeah, so pay attention. A young boy enters a barber shop, and the barber whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world. Watch, I'll prove it to you."
Okay.
The barber puts a dollar bill in one hand and two quarters in the other, then calls the boy over and says, "Son, which one do you want?" The boy takes the quarters and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Barber says, "What did I tell you? That kid never learns." Later, when the customer leaves, he sees the same young boy coming out of the ice cream store. And he says, "Hey, son, can I ask you a question? Why did you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill?"
Mm-hmm.
The boy licked his cone and replied, "Because the day I take the dollar, the game is over." Very clever.
Yeah, really smart kid.
I know. I wish I could find somebody to play that game with
me. Me too. Hey, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan Smilowitz of Chapel Hill is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She wants her story to help others.
7 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment. Now, at age 67, he is a total care patient with advanced dementia. Chapel Hill has wonderful resources, and that has certainly reduced my level of stress, or else I've been able to compartmentalize it, maybe, because I do have choices in Chapel Hill.
Susan hopes that by telling her story, she'll be able to make it easier for others.
We started out at the neurosciences department at UNC, and I was referred there to a social worker who then referred us to a group at the Seymour Senior Center for early onset Alzheimer's patients and their spouses. That was really helpful because for the first time I could talk with people who really did know what we were experiencing. Another thing that was really helpful for us and really helped relieve stress was calling in a geriatric care manager, and there are several in this county. She was able to come to our house and talk to us about other kinds of options. She directed us to Charles House, which is a wonderful adult day program, and my husband participated in that for a number of months, and that allowed me to continue my part-time job, which is working with children, with a wonderful change from dealing with the stress of having a family member with dementia.
Susan and her husband Raul first got together at Carolina.
We met at Carolina in graduate school, and we're fortunate not to have to leave.
Susan Smilowitz telling her story in the hopes of helping others. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
You've got to figure out ways to reduce your stress. And one of the things, apart from Home Instead, has been I'm in a very small support group, two other spouses, and we started together. Our husbands were all at home at that point, and things were just at the beginning stages. Now we're all at different points. We meet informally every other week. To be able to share with them is huge. knowing that I'm not alone and somebody understands, I guess. The support group and Home Instead just for providing me with peace of mind.
Susan Smilowitz telling her story in the hopes of helping others.
I do want to mention my faith, the role that that has played. It's a terrible thing. It's not what you expect. But with the kinds of resources, you learn to adapt.
Susan Smilowitz telling her story in the hopes of helping others. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This is David Huntoon of Coleman Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. You've heard the phrase, taxes and death are certain, but not so certain is how your estate will be handled after your passing. Let us help you set up a properly structured and strategic estate plan that enables you to achieve your life goals and strengthen the financial security for your loved ones.
To find out more, talk to Coleman Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
To get your home ready to sell, you need someone with vision to help with the many tough design decisions. Hi, I'm Tammy Thornton, Realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I have many years' experience in the film and TV industry where the wrong decisions can be very costly. Presentation or staging has become essential in today's market. My expertise starts with the best preparation for the market, and I'll represent you through the entire selling process. Call today at 919-933-8500. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's half off, $60 towards all service and repairs, available now for $30. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center with today's deal. You can use your voucher towards regularly scheduled vehicle maintenance, oil change, state inspection, tires, repairs, and other services. And this voucher can be used at their four locations in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Durham. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It is coming up on a minute until 8 o'clock at WCHL. And this weather forecast on WCHL brought to you by your friends at Carborough Family Medicine, serving Carborough, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. Well, actually, a pretty good morning here. 70 degrees right now, partly sunny. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Still 20% chance of showers. And the overnight low 62, so a little cooler. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Nice day. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Dipping down there for the first time in a while. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. And for your weekend, on Saturday, it looks mostly sunny with a highs in the middle 80s, Saturday night clear with a low in the low 60s, and then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So, not a bad weekend on the way.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open to business.